Ingie Dannenberg, Vice President, U.S. Commercial Operations.
Right. We're talking today about something that seems to really be of concern to Bear, and that is promoting the next generation of agriculture. Tell me a little bit about the efforts going on in that area.
So we're approaching this at various stages, from kids in elementary school through college through graduate school. So as it relates to kids in elementary school, we have a program that we've had for many years, over 20 years, called Making Science Make Sense. This is a program where we go into elementary schools and we let kids have an opportunity for hands-on experiments to get them kind of excited and interested in science. Because a critical element for us to provide the innovation that we need to feed the world by 2050 as an industry is innovation. And we need young scientists who aspire to bring that innovation, if you will, into the future. The next stage is that a little bit older, middle school, high school. So we work very closely and are very proud to work with the FFA as it relates to introducing agriculture, if you will, to those that aren't growing up in it or aren't familiar with it. Mm-hmm. And then as you move into that older age in college, we have a program that we've established to build our bench strength called Sales Excellence Associate Program, where we're looking at folks that are just graduating from college with an undergraduate degree, not necessarily in agriculture, to come into a training program at Bayer, and we would teach them agriculture and introduce them and have them be part of our industry. We have a program like that also with MBA grads, as well as some work that we're doing with regard to sponsoring PhDs and graduate students.
Wow, so you really are hitting all ages with this and all different walks of life, too.
Absolutely, because not only do you need to add more people into agriculture, because if you look at graduates today, the number of postings for jobs and job openings probably outstrips it 2-1 as far as folks graduating in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect. The other thing is about diversity of thought. Different perspectives and different opinions and different ways of looking at things. To be a true innovative organization, you need to bring people from all different thought processes, if you will, into your team.
Right. I want to ask you about the FFA involvement. We are big supporters of FFA with our radio network. Just what you're doing with your partnership there at that age level.
Mm-hmm. Jim Bloom, our president and CEO, is on the board of FFA and very much involved and a big believer, if you will, in FFA, which allows us the opportunity then to sponsor FFA nationally and part of their national convention. We also do a lot of work out in the countryside with our local field organization and local chapters of the FFA. That's more of an individual involvement, if you will, with our team. But then, again, nationally, it's sponsorships, opportunities to come into Bayer Crop Science, and also have them come in and talk to our employees about what they do and what they aspire to do, to give them a chance not only to share what great things FFA is about, but give them an opportunity to have an exchange and get experience speaking to large groups and so on.
Why is it important to target younger people right now as far as the future of agriculture?
I think if you go to young people, it gives you a chance, if you will, to spark interest and curiosity in not only agriculture, but in science as well. Right now, we are probably about a third of our undergraduate degree holders are studying a STEM education area. It's important for us to beef that up a bit for a couple of reasons. One, so that we have talent coming in, but also so there's an understanding as consumers. Because we have a challenge in agriculture that there's a distrust of modern agriculture. However, without modern agriculture, we won't be able to provide the food in quality, economically, and abundantly so that everybody has an opportunity for a nutritional diet, a well-balanced diet. So I think it's twofold. One, to attract, and you have to start young for that because it's a passion that evolves, but also then to build that next generation consumer's understanding, and with understanding, you can eliminate some of that mistrust.
You know, are there any other aspects of this program that we should hear about, or is there, you know, any other programs that you want to tell us about today?
Well, I would say one thing about Making Science Make Sense. Locally in the community, if somebody's interested in working with Bayer, to communicate with Bayer, because we have a number of employee ambassadors that are very much involved in Making Science Make Sense. So we can bring it to schools all over the country. There's another program I do want to share, and it's our ambassador training. We are training not only our employees in the Research Triangle Park area and headquarters, but by the end of this year, all of our field sales organization will be trained as ambassadors for agriculture so that they can be called upon to speak at communities, at schools, and various other places about modern agriculture.
That sounds like an excellent program.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited about it.
Is there anything that those of us who don't have access to that program can do to become a better advocate for agriculture?
I think, first of all, without access to the program, one thing we can do is actually get in touch with Bayer, because we're very willing and open to share learnings and information, toolkits, those kinds of things for folks in the industry to help them speak about the industry. So that's one thing to do. But again, it's about connecting locally at your community, particularly those that are growers. It's such a noble thing that they do. Simply coming into a school or a community and sharing what they do, having an opportunity for a class maybe to come out to the farm and see what they do, I think does a great deal of benefit to the industry in general. And they are our best advocates at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you for your time today.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.